إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إن الله يتجلى للناس عامة ويتجلى لأبي بكر خاصة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, when we refer to Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, reference is made to them by using the honorable title of Shaykhain. I don't think it would be incorrect for me to use the term Shaykhain with regards to the honorable speakers that have spoken before me. And just as the Sahaba used to say, in the presence of Shaykhain, nobody else can speak. We have amongst us the two respected honorable scholars and contemporaries of our time. May Allah give them barakat in their health and their wealth. Undoubtedly the Shaykhain of our time, may Allah take them from strength to strength. Let me then say, وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍّ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتَّقِيِّ طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. That it is in essence a person who lacks piety is advocating piety. It is like a doctor who is treating a patient yet he himself is sick. وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍّ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتَّقِيِّ طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. With regards to the Sahaba Ikram, Allah makes a clear distinction in the Quran. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. That those Sahaba who responded to the call in the early hours and those who responded after the conquest of Mecca, perhaps they are far in enjoying the privilege of being referred to the companions of Nabi alayhi salam. However, those who responded in the early hours, the merit, the virtue, the privilege they enjoy, like the poet said it so beautifully, Inni uhibbu aba hafsin wa shi'atihi kama uhibbu atiqan sahib al-ghari wa qad radhitu aliyan qudwatan wa ma radhitu bi qatli al-shaykh fi al-dari. كل الصحابة ساداتي ومعتقدي فهل علي بهذا القول من عاري. I wish you could comprehend this in Arabic. The poet says, إني أحب أبا حفص وشيعته. I love very passionately Sayyidina Umar and his family. كما أحب عتيقا صاحب الغاري. Just as I hold in great merit the noble companion Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. وقد رضيت عليا قدوة. And I am more than happy in accepting Sayyidina Ali as my leader. وَمَا رَضِيتُ بِقَتْلِ الشَّيْخِ فِي الدَّارِ. And I will never condone the brutal murder of the innocent Khalifa Uthman ibn Affan. In essence, let me conclude my couplets by saying, كُلُّ السَّحَابَةِ سَادَاتِ. All Sahaba, the entire galaxy of Sahaba, are my guiding stars. فَهَلْ عَلَيَّ بِهَذَا الْقَوْلِ مِنْ عَارِ. Is there anyone to comment on what I have said? When we look at the verses of the Quran, Allah speaks in the 17th juz in Surah Al-Hajj, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Allah speaks about this. This verse was revealed after the Sahaba made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. But Allah painted a picture that was to prevail in the latter part of Islam. And what did Allah say in this verse? أَلَّذِينَ ذَوْ Sahaba إِمْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If we ever have to give them authority on this land, by virtue of authority and position, what would they establish? أَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ. They would establish salah, and they will discharge zakah, they will invite towards good, and they will forbid from evil. In other words, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu in Ruhul Ma'ani, it is written, he used to say, ثَنَاءٌ قَبَلَ بَلَاءٍ. Allah has praised those that will deserve this honor way before Allah engaged them. And of course, we all unanimously agree that this error became a reality and was transmitted and manifested during the Khulafa'i Rashideen al-Mahdiyeen. Just to single out the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu very briefly, I will speak about basically running through few Sahaba, highlighting some virtues and then some point of reference through which we can deduce some lesson. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took the reins of the Islamic Empire at perhaps the most critical and crucial juncture in the annals of Islamic history. At a time when we know Sayyidina Safiya radiallahu anha said it so beautifully on the demise of Nabi alayhi salam. She said, وَاللَّهِ مَا أَبْكِ النَّبِيَّ لِمَوْتِهِ وَلَكِنْ لِهَرَجٍ بَعْدَكَ آتِيَا. وَاللَّهِ مَا أَبْكِ النَّبِيَّ لِمَوْتِهِ وَلَكِنْ لِهَرَجٍ بَعْدَكَ آتِيَا. فَلَوْ أَنَّ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ أَبْقَاكَ بَيْنَنَا سَعِدْنَا وَلَكِنْ أَمْرُهُ كَانَ مَاضِيًا. She said, I am not lamenting only the death of Nabi alayhi salam, but rather what I am lamenting that his death orphans the entire ummah. The challenge and the catastrophe that stares at the ummah. فَلَوْ أَنَّ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ أَبْقَاكَ بَيْنَنَا سَعِدْنَا. If Allah only prolonged your stay amongst us a bit longer, it would be our privilege. But then the reality had to prevail. The time was decreed and ordained. وَلَكِنْ أَمْرُهُ كَانَ مَاضِيًا. Like the couplets come to mind with regards to consoling someone. They say, إِنِّي مُعَزِّيكَ لَا أَنِّي عَلَىٰ ثِقَةٍ مِّنَ الْخُلُودِ وَلَكِنْ سُنَّةَ الدِّينِ فَمَا الْمُعَزَّى بِبَاقٍ بَعْدَ مَيِّتِهِ وَلَا الْمُعَزِّي وَلَوْ عَاشَى إِلَىٰ حِينِ وَمَا الدَّهْرُ إِلَّا هَكَذَا رَزِيَّةُ مَالٍ أَوْ فِرَاقُ حَبِيبِي. Oh my brother, I'm consoling you, not because I'm going to love on, but because it is the noble teachings of Nabi alayhi salam. Neither me nor you will see eternity. What can I say? This in essence is the nature and the pattern of life. Sometimes it's a beloved, sometimes it's a belonging. We have to separate from both. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came at this critical juncture and rescued the ummah and consolidated this ummah. In the words of my mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, لَقَدْ نَزَلَ بِأَبِي مَا لَوْ نَزَلَ بِالْجِبَالِ الرَّاسِيَاتِ لَهَا ظَهَا. On the death of Nabi alayhi salam, the challenge that rested on my father was so colossal, was so mammoth, was so weighty. Wallahi, if it came on the mountains of this world, even the mountains would have shattered into pieces. The vision of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the maturity of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he sits with Nabi alayhi salam, there is a symptom of recovery in the last moments. He takes consent to go and visit his other wife who's on the outskirts of Medina. When he barely gets there, the news is broken to him that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. None can appreciate the pain that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went through for the simple reason that none had that closeness with Nabi alayhi salam like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Yet he comes there composed, totally composed, calm. Can we imagine the sentiments, the pain, the agony? Words cannot really do justice to translate the emotions of any Sahabi, never mind Abu Bakr at this juncture. He comes to Nabi alayhi salam, lifts the blessed cloth, kisses his blessed head, طِبْتَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. O Nabi of Allah, you were unique when you were alive and you're equally unique now that you're gone. مَوْتُ التَّقِيِّ حَيَاتٌ لَا نَفَادَ لَهَا قَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وَهُمْ فِي النَّاسِ أَحْيَاءُ. The poet says the death of a Nabi is actually life. Many people have physically died, but yet they live in our thoughts and our minds. قَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وَهُمْ فِي النَّاسِ أَحْيَاءُ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time in essence was very short, very 2 years barely. But at this critical juncture, the manner in which he consolidated the ummah, how he united the ummah, and he entrusted a united ummah. Brothers, as a father, you find bickering in your children. As a principal, you find bickering in your staff. As an employer, you find bickering in your employees. We know what a daunting task it is when everyone has a passion towards you. You've got to accommodate the sentiments of every person, and the ultimate is that peace must reign amongst those people. At a juncture when the forces of evil were thriving, when they were exploiting, when so many evils had crept in, Abu Bakr sharing the greatest grief. But what vision, what integrity, what wisdom that till today we enjoy this unity because of the contribution of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In the throes of death, he calls Umar ibn Khattab. And subhanallah, he says, Inni istakhlaftu ba'di Umar ibn al-Khattab. فَإِنْ عَدَلَ فَذَلِكَ ظَنِّي فِيهِ وَإِنْ جَارَ وَبَدَّلَ فَالْخَيْرَ أَرَدْتُهُ. Subhanallah, he calls Umar ibn Khattab. He says, I now hand over to you, O Umar. If you will exercise justice, then that is my expectations from you. However, if you fall short, then Allah knows my intentions were noble. Allah knows my... And this was the beauty of Sahaba. أَقَلُّهُمْ تَكَلُّفَا. There was nothing like formality in their life. There was nothing like formality. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu goes with his brother to propose. Now we go and propose, we know how fancy we go. And then if the opposite party doesn't comply to our standards, we feel offended. Look at how many we went, see how few they were to receive us. Look at our kunchas, look at how they received us. We get offended. You listen to a CV like this, I doubt you've ever heard it. They said, listen, Ana Bilalun wa hadha akhi. Allahu Akbar. Ana Bilalun wa hadha akhi. He goes to propose to his future father-in-law. عبدان من الحبشة كنا ضالين فهدانا الله وكنا عبدين فأعتقنا الله إن تنكحونا فالحمد لله وإن تمنعونا فالله أكبر. This riwayat comes in Hayat al-Sahaba. أنا بلال وهذا أخي. I am Bilal and this is my brother. عبدان من الحبشة. Nothing fancy, two Abyssinian slaves. We were astray, Allah guided us. We were slaves, Allah liberated us. If you give me the daughter of your hand, alhamdulillah, if you decline, Allah is sufficient. وَإِن تَمْنَعُونَا فَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. With the grace of Allah, I had the privilege of traveling with Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Sahib in the Middle East, and alhamdulillah, we went to the grave of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. Brothers, wallah, you will only cry and sob like a baby. Thousands of miles away from Medina Munawwara, Babu Sagheer, we entered into this maqbara. In the presence, Mawlana, I had the opportunity of traveling with Mawlana. When we look at two muazzins of this ummah lying in this graveyard, Abdullah ibn Maktoum and Bilal radiallahu anhu, one has no choice but to be moved into sentiments. So Sahaba had no takalluf. You take the famous hadith that comes in Bukhari, comes in Abu Dawud, on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, when Nabi alayhi salam had made his strategy and his intelligence, and he had an army of 10,000 Sahaba to invade Makkah, and everything was discreet, and a Sahabi by the name of Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a was overpowered by emotions. And he made some in arrangements to go and divulge the secret of Nabi alayhi salam to inform his family members so that they could protect themselves and take adequate measures against the potential invasion. Nabi alayhi salam was informed by a revelation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu anhu. Now a mistake that he had committed, but look at how clean they were. He said, Ya Rasulallah, listen to me, O Nabi of Allah. Ma kafartu wal artadattu. Let me start off by saying, Allah be my witness, I haven't forsaken you nor abandoned you. Neither kufr nor renegade has entered in me. My plans to divulge your secrets were not because I have opposed you. I have no inner threat to you. Let me open up the reality to you. I was overpowered by sentiments. The other Sahaba have relatives in Makkah. I had absolutely no relatives. I could not see planning taking place here to invade Makkah, knowing very well that that planning will go against my relatives. And hence I have done what I have done. I beg of your forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salam said, Amma hadha faqad sadaq. This man has spoken the truth, I have pardoned him, nobody harassed him. So Sahaba had absolutely no takalluf. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu takes the reins of the Islamic empire. Prior to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu making Umar in charge, he asked the Sahaba, I want to make Umar in charge, what's your people's opinion? They all said, we are happy with him, only one thing, is very stern, he's very harsh. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I swear by Allah, the burden of khilafat will soften him. The burden of khilafat will soften him. Someone came to Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said, Anta khayrun min Abi Bakr. Oh Umar, now this is the point. You know, I'm looking at my time, but anyway, inshallah, I will try and condense myself. I thought I'd share one quality in the life of every Sahabi. One quality of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu with reference to the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's profound love for Quran. وَكَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَجُلًا بَكَّاءَ لَا يَمْلِكُ عَيْنَيْهِ إِذَا قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ. Abu Bakr, when he read Quran, he cried profusely. Brothers, Allah give us true love for Quran. When Abu Bakr was leaving and Ibn al-Daghina met him on the outskirts of Makkah and he said, come back, I give you shelter and I give you amnesty. And then he gathers the people of Makkah and he said, if Abu Bakr leaves here, you know how society will shun you. And then he told Abu Bakr, I give you amnesty and I give you protection. So the kuffar told Abu Bakr, they told Ibn al-Daghina, we don't have any problem with Abu Bakr. Only one thing, he reads Quran so beautiful that our woman cannot resist his recitation. فَإِنَّا نَخْشَىٰ أَنْ يَفْتِنَ نِسَاءَنَا وَأَبَنَاءَنَا مُرْ أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيَعْبُدْ رَبَّهُ فِي دَارِهِ. Tell Abu Bakr to worship Allah secretly. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu agreed. ثُمَّ بَدَى لِأَبِي بَكْرٍ. But we see our young boys, Allah give hidayah to one and all, who are listening to music, who are listening to batil, who are listening to wrong, cannot suppress evil. How can Abu Bakr suppress truth? How can Abu Bakr suppress truth? Who seen Quran been revealed? So Abu Bakr started reading Quran loud again. So the kuffar came back to Ibn al-Daghina and they said, Inna ajarna Aba Bakrin bijiwari. We honored the security you extended to Abu Bakr on condition that he recites Quran secretly. So Ibn al-Daghina came to Abu Bakr and he said, don't make my matter difficult for me. I'm one side respecting you. Again, I have social pressure. I have domestic pressure. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and I read this and Allah be my witness, I cry. I've read it repeatedly. But the iman, I find the statement brimming with iman. He said, فَإِنِّي أَرُدُّ إِلَيْكَ جِوَارَكَ وَأَرْضَى بِجِوَارِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. فَإِنِّي أَرُدُّ إِلَيْكَ جِوَارَكَ وَأَرْضَى بِجِوَارِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. I return to you your amnesty. I return to you your safety. The safety of my Allah is more than sufficient. May Allah favor us with the love of Quran. In the early part of the morning, Allah described the Sahaba. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They slept little by night. In the early part of the morning, they were reciting Quran. Umar ibn Khattab takes the reign of the Islamic Empire. We return back to the hadith. So someone tells Umar ibn Khattab that you are better than Abu Bakr. Now again, we learn great advice from these people. Somebody comes and praises us regarding our contemporaries, regarding our peers. How is our reaction? We say the next time, say it louder. What did Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu say? He said, Wallahi la laylatum min Abi Bakr wa yawm khayrun min Umar wa Ali Umar. You said, I'm better than Abu Bakr. I swear by Allah, one night and one day of Abu Bakr is better than Umar and the Khattab progeny. Someone came and told him in Fadailu Sahaba, the riwayat comes, you are better than Abu Bakr. He said, لَقَدْ كَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ أَطْيَبَ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ وَأَنَا أَظَلُّ مِنْ بَعِيرِ أَهْلِي. Abu Bakr, he is better than musk. I'm worse than the camel of my house. And who was Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? When he accepted Islam in Kanzul Ummal, in the 11th volume under the manaqib of Umar radiallahu anhu, there is a riwayat, Jibreel Amin descended and he said, لَقَدْ اسْتَبْشَرَ بِهِ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. O Nabi of Allah, never mind you people rejoicing. Wallah, even the malaika are happy over the iman of Umar. On the night of Arafah, Nabi alayhi salam gathered the sahaba and he said, Inna Allah baha bin nasi ashiyata arafa ammatan wa baha bi Umar khassa. Umar, I must tell you, last night Allah was fascinated with my sahaba's performance. And Allah was boasting to the sahaba, to the malaika about you people. But Umar, you were the highlight. You were the highlight of Arafah. If Allah boasted about anyone individually, it was you, Umar. وَبَاهَا بِعُمَرْ خَاسَّةً. Can we imagine what was the privilege of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? There is one riwayat, one day Nabi alayhi salam in Hayatul Sahaba, this riwayat comes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Nabi alayhi salam said, Umar, what will be your condition when you will be lowered into the grave? And two angels will present before you, Munkar and Nakir. أَبْصَارُهُمَا كَالْبَرْقِ وَأَصْوَاتُهُمَا كَالْرَعْدِ. Their sight is like lightning, their voice is like thunder. They will have one stick in their hand. لَوِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ أَهْلُ مِنَا لَمْ يُتِيقُوا رَفْعَهَا. If all the people of Mina try to lift it, they won't be able to carry the stick. But they will be shaking it like how I am shaking the stick of mine, of Umar. لَوْ ضَرَبَاكَ بِهَا ضَرْبَةً تَصِيرُ بِهَا رَمَادًا. Umar, if they hit you one, you will be reduced to ashes. Umar, what will happen to you when you will be lowered into your grave? He pondered, he said, O Nabi of Allah, will I be in my senses? Nabi alayhi salam said, yes, you'll be in your senses. He said, O Nabi of Allah, then I have confidence, very calmly I will handle the situation. Then in Hayatul Sahaba, there is another riwayat after this. Wazada Abdul Wahid fi kitabihi at-tabseer. Abdul Wahid makes mention in his kitab at-tabseer. Sayyidina Umar said this, the gathering ended. He took few steps, then Nabi alayhi salam called him and said, come back here, Umar. Listen to me. Jibreel descended now. And Jibreel told me, when you will be lowered into your grave, then the angels will come to you. And when the angels will come to you, you will tell the angels, Allahu Rabbi faman rabbukuma. Wal Islamu deeni fama deenukuma. Wa Muhammadun nabiyyi faman nabiyyukuma. I've given you the reference of this hadith. That you will tell the angels, Islam is my religion, what is your religion? By the way, Allah is my Lord. You want to tell me who's your Lord? And if you don't forget, Muhammad is my Prophet. You want to remind me who's yours? They will say, وَعَجَبَا لَا نَدْرِي أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَمْ أَنْتَ أُرْسِلْتَ إِلَيْنَا. Really, we don't know, has Allah sent you to examine us or has Allah sent us to examine you? Yet that very Umar said, لَوْ نَادَى مُنَادٍ إِنَّكُمْ دَاخِلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا لَخِفْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَا هُوَ. Wallahi, if an announcer announces from the heavens, everybody destined for Jannah but one exception, I'm afraid I'll be the exception. When he became the Amir, then he wrote to all the governors. What did he say? He said, لَا تَرْكَبُوا بِرْضَوْنًا. This riwayat comes in Kitab al-Kharaj. لَا تَرْكُبُوا بِرْضَوْنًا وَلَا تَلْبَسُوا رَقِيقًا وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا نَقِيًّا وَلَا تُغْلِقُوا أَبْوَابَكُمْ دُونَ حَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ. You have been made entrusted. Listen, don't drive in exclusive or don't ride exclusive conveyances. Which is نَهْيٌ عَنِ التَّكَبُّرِ. Don't become proud and haughty. Don't wear fine clothes and don't eat excellent food, which is نَهْيٌ عَنِ التَّنَعُّمِ. Don't become lavish in this world. And don't ever shut your door from the needs of this ummah. If you've ever done this, rest assured, azab is on its way. وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif. Someone was sitting and someone said something to Umar radiallahu anhu. Blood gushed into his cheeks. Another sahabi came and he said, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Umar overlook and ignore. That sahabi said, وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The sudden halt that Umar made, emotions building into him, anxiety, frustration, anger, everything coming to a point, he's about to vent it, and this sahabi read an ayat and it meant law. وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was in the throes of death, so much can be said regarding the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. How can we condense it in few hours? Wallah, it's the greatest injustice we've done, we haven't read the lives of these sahaba. They cannot be a greater injustice we have done that we haven't studied the lives of these people. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was in the throes of death, he sent a message. He said, go and ask Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha if I can have the opportunity to be buried in the neighborhood of Nabi alayhi salam. The son Abdullah ibn Umar comes to Aisha radiallahu anha, presents the request to our respected mother. She says, this was my desire that I be buried next to Nabi alayhi salam. But Allah be my witness, Umar is that individual for whom all privileges can be given. Marhaban bi Amir al-Mu'mineen, marhaban bi Amir al-Mu'mineen. The riwayat of Bukhari, he is performing salah when Abu Lu'lu Majusi comes and strikes that spear and he falls and he becomes fatal. When he becomes conscious, he says, Hal sallal muslimun al-fajra. The fajr that was interrupted because of my illness, has that fajr namaz been completed or not? Has that fajr namaz been completed or not? What was the fear? What was the accountability? What was the vision? So after his death, just in the last moments, he tells his son, perhaps out of a mark of respect, my mother Aisha has consented. After my demise, go back to her house and don't say Amirul Mu'mineen is at the door. Say Umar ibn Khattab is at the door asking to be buried. If she accepts, privilege me by resting next to my Nabi. Otherwise, put me in Baqi where the general Muslims are sleeping. That was the vision of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He had such respect. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I want my father Khattab to accept Islam. And you want your uncle Abbas. I swear by Allah, I'll be more happy the day Abbas accepts Islam because I know it will bring more joy to you. I will be more happy. He came to the Sahaba, he said, Zuffuni, Zuffuni, get me married, get me married. People said, to who? They said, Binti Ali, get me married to the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu. Now you know the age gap between Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And then the daughter of Sayyidina Ali, whose name was Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. Finally the nikah was performed and he gave 40,000 dirhams as mahar. And then after that he went to the people and he said, Ala tuhanni'uni, won't you congratulate me? People said, why? They said that, he said, I got married to the daughter of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And do you know what motivated me behind this marriage? Some food for thought for the young people that have gathered here. Sometimes we think there cannot be any other reason of getting married. What did Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu say? One hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, يَنْقَطِعُ كُلَّ سَبَبٍ وَنَسَبٍ إِلَّا سَبَبِي وَنَسَبِي. On the day of Qiyamah, all lineage and all relation will be severed. But anybody who is related to me, that will avail him in the spirit to become part of the family of Nabi alayhi salam. I got married to the granddaughter of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, so that my bond with him remains intact even after my eyes close. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu leaves this dunya. This amanat comes onto Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Uthman, like Hazrat Mawlana mentioned, Nabi alayhi salam said, لو كن عشرا لزوجتهن عثمان. If I had 10 daughters, I would have given it to Uthman radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. One of the greatest virtues of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, was on the occasion when the Sahaba were not allowed to, were not given access and were not given a safe passage into Makkah, and hence the pledge beneath the tree took place. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا.
When Sayyidina Uthman went to negotiate, and then they told Sayyidina Uthman, listen, we will not give your Prophet access, nor the Muslims, you come next year. But you are here, make your Umrah and go. Sayyidina Uthman said, my Nabi cannot make Umrah and I must make Umrah, impossible. Imagine this, the spirit. Wallah, for Sahaba, the sentiments of Nabi alayhi salam was ultimate. When Zayd ibn Su'na, the Yahudi rabbi, when he came, and then he just wanted to examine one quality of Nabi alayhi salam, يَسْبُقُ حِلْمُهُ جَهْلَهُ. That Nabi alayhi salam's tolerance surpasses his anger. And he was very arrogant to Nabi alayhi salam. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَدُورَانَ. The riwayat says, Umar radiallahu anhu's eyeballs started turning. And then Nabi alayhi salam had a chat, and Nabi alayhi salam said, you could be more polite. Nabi alayhi salam said, you should have, told Sayyidina Umar, Umar, you should have told him to be polite and you should have told me to be prompt on my payments. So then Nabi alayhi salam said, Umar, you take him and give him whatever I owe him and give him extra because of your harshness. So as they are walking, Zayd ibn Su'na tells Umar, you know me? Umar says, in my humble words, the gist of that hadith, I don't know you and I don't want to know you. I don't know you and I doubt I want, how can you talk to my Nabi like that? I cry when I read this. Like, how can you trespass the limits of my Nabi? I don't know you and I don't want to know you. He said, Umar, listen to me, hear me out. You heard about Zayd ibn Su'na, the learned man? He said, yeah, I heard, yeah, what about him? He says, you know what, I am that man. So he says, then you're so learned, why you talk like this? He said, I studied your Nabi, I was convinced he's the ultimate human. One quality was outstanding, I'm convinced he is the Nabi. Umar, I want to accept Islam, here's all my wealth, give it in the path of Allah. So Sahaba, whenever anybody trespassed the limits of Nabi alayhi salam, the Quran said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Those that were harsh to you, they don't have any sanity. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. The etiquette of the discourses of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Uthman radiallahu anhu gets married to the daughter Ruqayya radiallahu anha. There is a riwayat in Sirat Anbiya that one day he says, after I got married to Ruqayya radiallahu anha, I was sitting by my aunt's house, Su'da, my maternal aunt. So she looked at me, and you know, couplets among them were unique. So I just got married to Nabi alayhi salam's daughter, newly wed. So she looked and she said, أَبْشِرْ وَحُيِّيْتَ ثَلَاثًا وِطْرًا ثم ثلاثا وثلاثا اخرى ثم باخرى لكي تتم عشرا لقيت خيرا ووقيت شرا نكحت والله حصانا زهرا وانت بكر ولقيت بكرا. I wish you can comprehend this in Arabic. She says, Uthman, I look at you like this. Abshir wa huyita thalatha witra. May you be congratulated three times. ثم ثلاثا وثلاثا اخرى. Make it another three and add another three and one more, make it 10 times. ثُمَّ بِأُخْرَى لِكَيْ تُتِمَّ عَشْرًا لَقِيْتَ خَيْرًا وَوُقِيْتَ شَرًّا. Allah favored you with the greatest of privileges and Allah saved you from the greatest of harms. نَكَحْتَ وَاللَّهِ حَصَانًا زَهْرًا نَكَحْتَ وَاللَّهِ حَصَانًا زَهْرًا. Allah gave you, what a chaste woman, what a beautiful woman, what a pious woman. Allah did not give it to anyone else. these two daughters were also in the nikah of Utbah and Utaybah. Listen to this, brothers. Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum radiyallahu anhuma limitayta with those couplets. They were in the nikah of Abu Lahab, the sons of Abu Lahab. Then the verses were revealed. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Where Allah condemned Abu Lahab and his wife Umm Jamil. She used to condemn Nabi alayhi salam. Mudhammaman asayna amrahu abayna deenahu qalayna. When these verses were revealed, Abu Lahab came to his two sons Utbah and Utaybah. And he said, رَأْسِي مِنْ رَأْسِكَ حَرَامٍ إِلَّمْ تُتَلِّقْ إِبْنَتَهُ. Listen, Muhammad's Quran, that is my nephew, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has condemned me. I will never speak to you, nay, I will disown you if you don't divorce his daughters. Both these sons then divorced the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam. Allah had a great vision. Allah had a great, great intention for Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And Allah then privileged him with this opportunity. One day Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu sent a platter of food at the house of Umm Salma. Nabi alayhi salam came home. Umm Salma said, your son-in-law Uthman radiallahu anhu has given this. Nabi alayhi salam lifted his hand and he said, Allahumma inna Uthmana yataraddaka fa'ardi anhu. Oh Allah, my son-in-law Uthman is repeatedly trying to please you by impressing me. Allah, you be happy with him. Allah, you be happy with him. One day Nabi alayhi salam came and he seen Uthman was massaging the head. وَهِيَ تَغْسِلُ رَأْسَ زَيْنَبْ وَهِيَ تَغْسِلُ رَأْسَ أُمَّ كُلْثُومِ. She was busy washing and massaging the head of Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha.